Hi, good evening. It's Sachi Perez, and your co-captain is Gina Miani. Today is October 27, 2016, and we just want to welcome you to the Dynamic Prayer Network. Tonight we'll be having teaching, and our speaker is going to be Desiree. But let me pray before we start. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for tonight, Lord, for what you are about to teach us, Lord, what you are going to plant in our heart, Lord, in our minds, Lord. May we hear more than what the teaching says, Lord. May we have knowledge and wisdom through it, Lord. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, thank you for everything. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Desiree?
Amen. Thank you so much, Sachi. This class is a foundational class for intercession. It is a paid class because of everyone is registered for it. Is there anyone that's not registered for the class?
How do you register for the class?
I believe you've done it. Is that Kimberly?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done that already.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's for the prayer and the intercession. Yeah, we have you down as registered.
Okay.
You did
okay.
It without even knowing that you did it. Okay. Yeah, so everyone here is registered for the class.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right. So let's get started. Amen. Last week we covered the importance of intercession. And the types of intercession, this is what we're talking about tonight. The topic is about intercession and the ones we practice on the network. And we will speak, we also spoke about the types of intercession and also about authority. Last week we covered those topics. So we spoke about the importance of intercession, the types of intercession, the ones we practice on this network, and also about authority. Excuse me.
Desiree, I just have one. Well, Joshua just got finished praying just before I got on about the intercession. He was just intercession for the election, was it?
Yes, and while intercession was on, they were praying for the presidential elections, and that's the last piece to the intercession moment.
So he wasn't intercession for nobody else, just the election, right?
Yes, they first pray for each individual's needs and prayer requests, and then they have certain topics that they cover and they intercede for.
Okay. Just, you were on, but you just was listening?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
I didn't
much,
know.
Everyone.
You're so quiet, Gina.
This is Sachi.
Sachi.
It's okay. Gina and I have a very similar voice, so most of the time we get exchanged.
Cross.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. I'm back, everyone. Sorry about that. I needed to turn that off. Thank you so much. Amen. So let's get started again. So this week we're going to be talking about the spiritual resources for intercession. And this is lesson 3. Spiritual resources for intercession. And those resources we're going to be speaking about tonight are 5. Delegated power and authority. That's 1. Binding and loosening. Number 2. The name of Jesus, number 3, the blood of Jesus, number 4, and a very powerful resource, amen, is fasting. Amen, amen. Our key verse tonight is, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Amen. And let me start with my introduction. God has provided tremendous spiritual resources for the ministry of intercession to which we are called. So you will learn about these resources tonight, about the our delegated power and authority, binding and loosening, and the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and fasting. When we intercede, we're actually battling with the enemy, Satan, for the souls of men and women, boys, girls, nations, leaders, political arenas. We do not do this in our own ability, but on the basis of the spiritual power and authority delegated to us by Jesus. This battle and value for souls can be seen in the war, in the location in the Bible called the Valley of the Kings. In Genesis 24:21, you could see this, and I'm just going to give you a little background. Abraham rescued Lot and his family since they were part of Sodom at that time. He lived there. This was before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. Listen to what the king of Sodom said. And the king of Sodom said to Abraham, this is what he said, "Give me the souls and take the property for yourself." Imagine that. Give me the souls and take the property for yourself. So he cared nothing about the gold, the silver. He just wanted the people. He chose the souls over the property because the kingdom of darkness was behind his request. Okay? The next scripture, so just keep that in mind. The enemy wants the soul. Amen. He's not so much interested in your car, your money. He just wants the soul. Amen. Then he called his disciple again together. This is Jesus now, and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. That's in Luke 9, verse 1. There's a difference between authority and power. If you can consider the example of a policeman and security guard, I think I might have given this example before in another class, but the policeman has a badge and a uniform. This is a really good example. And they're all symbols of his authority, but the authority comes because of his position and that he holds in the government, in our society. But since not all people respect authority, the policeman also carries a weapon, and that weapon is his power. The same thing with the judge. He lays and he hits the gavel, and a decree or sentence is put, and then the person gets put in jail. The security guard either throw you out of the building. If you're not, you need to respect the authority. So there's the difference between you have the authority and you have the power to carry out what it is, whether it's with a weapon or anything, or your authority and the weapon or whatever was given to you to exercise your power. And the word of God says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high." And so like the policemen, we have been given the authority through the Holy Spirit. And so, in other words, that power, that weapon that we have, that we can use, is through the Holy Spirit. Believers receive authority through the new birth experience and their position in Christ, but some never go on to receive the power of the Holy Spirit, which must be combined with authority to intercede effectively. So we're interceding, again, with our position, and with the authority and the power of the Holy Spirit. Satan has limited power, but he has no authority. And Jesus gave us both power and authority over all the power of the enemy. That is amazing, and that is powerful. Amen. Let's go on to the next one, binding and loosening. The term to bind originated from the Hebrew word asar, meaning to bind, imprison, to tie up, to harness. Amen. The remarks of this can be found in Matthew 12, 28, and 29. "But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God," Jesus says, "surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or else, how can one enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? And then he plunders his house. It is impossible to take the possessions of the strong man without first binding him." So this is where we get this scripture of binding and loosening. Jesus gave believers the power to bind and loose, and I will give you the three kingdoms of the three keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So Jesus taught the importance of binding evil spirits before casting them out. But the principle of binding and loosening extends to more than just casting out demons. You can bind the power of the enemy to work in your life, your home, your community, the fellowship. You can loose men and women from the bondages of sin, depression, discouragement of the enemy. In every situation and every problem, the challenge. This is a very key. This is a very key tool here. Amen. So I'm going to move on. The key in binding and loosing through intercessory prayer and with prophetic insight, like all things in God's system, this type of prayer works only in line with God's words and His law. You cannot bind things in a casual way. Or in a mamby-pamby way. Binding a team, or let's say you're binding someone in the Super Bowl, and you're loosing in someone to love you, you can't be casual about it. It's a very serious thing. You can, however, bind foul spirits that are at work in people's lives and loose angelic spirits to work on your behalf in those areas where God has already promised you results. So again, here is that authority. Binding and loosening have to be based on the authority God has granted you in scriptures, not on some desire you have. So again, that's why it's very important for us here to know the Word of God and come prepared with the Word of God. Amen. The name of Jesus is the authority upon which we intercede, and that's in John 14:14. And so there's power in that. And you are to teach, preach, teach, baptize, cast out demons, heal the sick, overcome every power of the enemy. That is in Matthew 28:18-20. Again, these are authority things and powerful things that the Lord has given to us. Amen. Amen. Let's continue. So that is binding and loosening. So let's go ahead and talk about the name of Jesus. That's the next important thing, resource. So we spoke about delegated power and authority. Then we spoke about binding and loosening. Now the other one is the name of Jesus. In His name, we have the victory. The name of Jesus is the authority upon which we intercede. Amen. It also says, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's in the name of Jesus that we take that authority. And these signs shall follow them that believe in My name, Jesus says. Shall they cast out devils and speak with new tongues? So here we go. The authority is in His name, as I mentioned before. The blood of Jesus, another resource. The blood of Jesus is another powerful resource that we have. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He consecrated for us through the veil, that is His flesh. So we have that resource through the blood of Jesus. Amen. Another resource that we have, fasting. Very important. Amen. A spiritual resource that's effective. Intercession and fasting together. Intercession is fasting. Fasting is the most simple definition, is going without food. Fasting is one of the things that approves us as ministers of God. In 2 Corinthians 6, verse 3 to 10, you can find that. Prayer with fasting was practiced in the early church, Acts 14 to 23, and Paul encourages us to give ourselves to it in 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5. Types of fast. According to the Bible, there are two types of fasts. The total fast is when you do not eat anything. And an example of that can be found in Acts 9, verse 9. And then the partial fast is when the diet is restricted, like the Daniel fast that we just came off of. An example of this in Daniel 10, verse 3. Okay, biblical examples of fasting. Abraham's servants fasted while seeking the right bride for Isaac. Hananiah fasted for a child. Hannah fasted for a child in 2 Samuel 1, verse 7 to 8. The entire city of Nineveh fasted in response to Jonah's call for repentance. That was a big one. Amen. You could see that in the book of Jonah. Amen. Daniel fasted for 21 days and at the conclusion received a message from God that launched the turning point for the Hebrews in captivity. That was a biggie as well. Fasting does not change God, it changes us. God relates to you and I on the basis of our relationship to Him. When you and I change, then the way God deals with us is affected. You do not fast to change God because God does not need changing. Fasting does change us as He deals with us. And you can see when you read the book of Jonah, an example of the whole city fasting and God turning judgment. Amen. Amen. On this network, we do use the five spiritual resources. Part of this training on intercession or prayer on Tuesday is not only to unify us, but it's also to gain a better understanding of who and whose we are and what we have in our spiritual tool chest and our arsenal and how to effectively use them. In our captain prayer that we pray before starting intercession, we use the open intercession. We declare and of our spiritual authority, and we implement binding and loosening. Amen. And regarding your resources that we just discussed, let's just review again the delegated power and authority. Consider this, what I'm about to say. If you don't know who you are and the enemy has set about a shield of identity theft, because we know he's a stealer and he's a cheater. So if you don't know who you are, then the enemy has gotten you by identity theft because you really don't know. Then you have a big problem. The enemy does not like to give up ground, so you really need to mean business. So when you're walking in authority and you're learning who you are as a son and daughter, instead of coming begging God or like you're not sure if He's going to do something for you, you're not sure if He's going to answer you, like, oh my gosh, you're just going, it's almost as if you don't know where you are. And so what's going on is that the enemy messes with your head. It's identity theft that's going on. And you know, you see it going on. People trying to steal your credit card. That's exactly what the enemy is doing. So you don't want to give up that right to the enemy. And you want to take back what is yours. And you want to step into that seat and step into your identity. When you pray and you come on this prayer line, whether in private and before the Lord or with any of us, you need to mean business when you get that scripture out and you take that stand, whether it's you're praying for either me or you're praying for a prayer request. You have to show that you mean business and you're taking the word and you're warring with the word. Amen. Because we don't want identity theft here. Amen. The illustration used earlier, too, about the police officer having authority and his gun gives him power. It is a great example. So we have the power through the Holy Spirit. What we do nightly in practicing with the Word of God, believe the Word, standing in agreement with intercession for each other. It is powerful. In the book of Acts, verse 19, 11, 20, it tells of a story of the sons of Sceva. And God was doing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his skins were carried away to sick people, and their diseases left them, and evil spirits came out of them. Then some of these itinerant Jewish exorcists understood to invoke the name of Jesus over those spirits that had evil spirits. They started to do exactly what the apostles were doing. I adjure you by the Jesus whom Paul talks about. And the person that was doing it were the sons of a Jewish high priest named Siva. They were doing this. In other words, they thought that if they took the name of Jesus and said, I'm going to cast you out in the name of Jesus. Imagine that. They've never met Jesus. They don't know their authority in Jesus. And they were using the name of Jesus. Well, the Bible tells us that the demon overpowered them, and the demons actually spoke back to them and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And then the demons overpowered them. So here it is, someone flippantly again, no authority, haven't even met Jesus, but they were just trying to use the name. Amen. So I'm just kind of going over these tools that we have here, our resources. So the delegated power of authority, we need to stand and exercise that. Binding and loosening, if we are not walking in authority, it's powerless. This will render useless anything. The same thing with the name of Jesus. It goes for the same thing too. If we're not walking closely, we're not walking as our son, as a son or a daughter, then we're just beating the air with our words. The same thing applies with the blood. And fasting, if you fast for the wrong reason or with no specific purpose, the fast will be ineffective. We need to do the things for the right reason. And as we did in our recent fast, we did for the right reason in our Daniel fast. We prayed for unity, healing, and we do this on Mondays. And we also were fasting for the nation, which was very powerful. So we want to encourage you to practice. Amen. I hope this word encourage you, this teaching, and that it walking in your authority, amen, and also pulling out those resources that we spoke about, using your delegated power and authority, using effectively the binding and loosening, effectively using the name of Jesus, covering each other with the blood of Jesus, and the encouragement to fast with us on Monday, because the power of the fast and prayer is amazing, and you see results. Amen. So let me just finish up now with the activation. I have two very quick activation. I have a proclamation here, and we're going to use one of those resources that we spoke about. We mentioned five. Okay, so I'm going to use the blood of Jesus, which is very, very, this is a big one. And with your phone on mute, I just want you to proclaim right now what I'm about to give you over yourself. Father, in Jesus' name, I just thank you for this proclamation to overcome the devil. And Father, we are about to overcome and to just agree and in unity these words, Father. I thank you. Amen. And so if you can repeat after me in activation, I testify to Satan personally as to what the word says the blood does for me. Through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, continually cleanses me from all sins. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, set apart to God. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Satan has no place in me, no power over me, through the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. And my final activation, is Pastor Joshua there? Let me.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, are you there? Can you just a quick prayer under a minute. Can you demonstrate a binding and loosening prayer?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come in agreement and we bind every power of darkness that is coming against this online conference, this prayer line. Every recording and reporting, sneaking spirit, we bind you in the name of Jesus. We bind every spirit that attacks the mind of the people online in the name of Jesus. Every assignment against the people on this line is broken. And we bind the strong man that has come to influence the mind of God's people on this line in the name of Jesus. And we take his goods, his tools from him in Jesus' name. And now in Jesus' name we lose your people from mind control, mind blindness, mind binding in the name of Jesus, so that they can dig deep and concentrate and receive freely fresh prophetic words from the Most High God, that they can receive inspiration from the Holy Spirit, because they have been loosed, they have been set free in the name of Jesus, and their gifts are now freely flowing out of their belly, are flowing rivers of living water in Jesus' name from the throne of God. Amen.
Amen. If you notice that when he's binding, he's using his authority, and when he's loosening, it's also according to the word of God. So it's not just there's the authority because he's a son, and we know, Joshua, that he does walk, but it's using your authority as a son, knowing who you are, and exercising that and releasing with the word of God. So it's a combination of both. Thank you so much, Joshua. And now I would like to turn it over to Sashi. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Desiree, for our class. Now we are going to go into our five area of focus. We are going to prepare for it. Please have pen and paper so we can write everyone that's going to be praying tonight. So it's going to be 1 minute or less for each person. And the five areas of focus that we are going to pray on is protection, finance, health, friends and family, the DPN network with the ministries. Anyone that's not going to be praying tonight, can you please announce yourself? Everyone praying? I have also a 317-441. Can you please announce yourself?
Yes. Excuse me. I'm Kathleen.
Oh, Kathleen. Okay. But you're online as well, right?
Yeah, I had trouble getting in, so I was
trying
to.
Okay, just making sure it's not anyone new that, you know, we don't know, so we can introduce ourselves.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so if everyone's going to pray, I'm going to do the list.
I had sent in a prayer request, too. I don't know if you got it.
That's already been done. That was already done in the intercession. Now we're going to go and pray for the five area of focus. If you have any further questions, you can always ask at the end of the session. But right now, let's focus on the five areas, okay?
Okay.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you.
Okay, so please make sure to everyone mute their phones unless it's your turn. Okay, so just remember, it's 1 minute or less per person for prayer. Okay, so I have Audrey and Desiree. And you'll be praying for protection. Okay, and then I have Erin, Erindita, and Gina. And you'll be praying for finance. Then I have Karen and okay, let me see. I'm sorry. Okay, and then I have Karen and Kimberly. And you'll be doing health. Then I have Josh, Pastor Josh, and myself, Zachi, and we'll be praying for friends and family. And then we're going to repeat, Audrey and Desiree will be praying for the Dynamic Prayer Network Ministries. Okay, so let me repeat it again so everyone has, make sure that you all wrote it down, and you can, after you finish your prayer, please announce the next person so they know that it's them. So it's going to be Audrey and Desiree for protection, Erin and Gina for finance, Karen and Kimberly for health and healing, Josh and Sachi for friends and family, and then Audrey and Desiree for the DPN with the ministries. Audrey, let me pray first before we start. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for being able to teach us something new, Lord. Thank you for putting us together tonight here, Lord, for listening to you, Lord, for wanting more of you, Lord. Lord, may you increase in this session and may we decrease, Lord. So in the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Audrey, would you please start?
Yes, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you for protection for each of us, Lord. We ask you for protection for everything and everything that concerns us and everyone that is connected to us, Lord. We are before you, Lord. We ask you for grace, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we just ask you to shield us. Be our refuge, Lord, because you said that you are our strong tower, Heavenly Father, and that we can come to you for refuge. We can come to you for protection, Heavenly Father. We ask you to please release your angels, or we release the angels, Heavenly Father, the angels of protection to surround us and to protect us, Heavenly Father, to go before us and to just remove every obstacle, every hindrance from our way, Lord. We pray for our families, Lord. We ask that you protect our families, loved ones, friends, Heavenly Father, and family. And we just thank you for your protection for each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you that you are our protector. Thank you, Lord God, that we could come boldly. And Lord God, just for each other, Thank you for this time, Lord God, that we could just decree, Lord God, that you have our backs, Lord God. It says that the Lord our God, you are our rear guard. You protect our backside, Father, literally. And so, Father, thank you that we can go out, Lord God, in confidence and in boldness, Lord God, because you're the one, you are a shield about each one of us. You're a shield about our minds. You're a shield around when we go out. Lord God, you're a shield about everything we do. And Father, you say in everything that we should acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. And so, Father, thank you for directing our path, and thank you that our foot will not shake or stumble, because our paths are made are lit by your word. And so, Father, we thank you for putting our feet on solid ground. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go ahead, Aaron.
Father God, we just come before you, Father God, and we ask you, Father God, to bless us, Father God, with the finances, Father God, and the provision, Father God, for our family, for our friends, Father God, that you will be, Father God, Jehovah Jireh, Father God, you be our provider, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you will give us the comfort to know that you will provide, Father God, not only for today, Father God, but for our future, according to Malachi 3:10. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there will not be room enough to store it, Father God. So I pray for everyone in the intercessors, Father God, and for DPN Network, Father God, that you would open the gates, Father God, of heaven, and pour your blessings, Father God, upon your people, Father God, upon your righteousness, Father God, upon those people that are seeking you and finding rest in you, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would just provide, Father God, for their home, Father God, for emergencies, Father God, that you would put the right people in the right path, Father God, to be blessed and to bless them, Father God, that you would just open our bank account, Father God, our savings account, Father God, our inheritance for our children, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, amen. Go ahead, Gina.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, Lord, for your faithfulness, Father. And Lord, Father, it is you who gives me power, us power, to receive wealth, that your covenant is established on earth and in my life, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just declare Matthew 6:33 that I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things are added to me. Lord, thank you, because you're adding, Father, to us. You're adding what we need in our lives, Lord, as we walk with you, Father, as we follow you, Lord, you're adding everything that we need, Lord, and we thank you for that, Father. And we thank you because you are our Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Lord, that you are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. And Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you because we are blessed coming in and we're blessed going out, Lord. We're blessed in this city and everywhere we go, Lord. I pray, Father God, that every person on this network, Lord, will receive that financial blessing, Lord, that they need, Lord. Lord, that your hand is with them, Lord, that your hand is protecting their finances, is multiplying their finances, Lord, and that, Lord, your grace is released to your people tonight, Lord God. Lord, bring peace to their hearts, Lord. I just release the heavenly peace, Lord, that comes from you, Lord, over your people, Lord, that anxiety will not rule in their hearts, Lord, but that your peace will rule in their hearts, Father God, as they trust you, Lord, during this night, Lord God. We thank you and we bring you all the glory and all the honor, Lord, for being our God, and we love you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Karen, for health and healing.
Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come to you right now, Father, in Jesus' name, we confess your word about healing, Lord, and we believe and speak that your word will not turn into you, Lord, but that it will accomplish that which it has been sent out to do in the mighty name of Jesus. And we decree and we declare that we are healed by Jesus' stripes, according to 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bare our sins in his body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. And we thank you, Lord, that right now by your stripes we are healed, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for taking all our infirmities and healing all our sicknesses right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We declare that Satan's power is broken from off our health in Jesus' name. And with boldness and confidence in the authority of your word, Lord, we say that we are redeemed from the curse of sickness and that we will not tolerate its substance in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, the blood of Jesus against you, and we bind you from operating against our health in any kind of way, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we decree and declare that we are the property of the Almighty God, and Satan, you have no place in our health in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that your healing power and virtue of Jesus is flowing through us right now, God, renewing our cells and our nerves and our tissues and our muscles and our bones and our organs and all our blood, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for sending your word to heal us, henceforth now and forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Kimberly?
Thank you, Father, so much, Father, for just coming tonight, Father God, to have this prayer of healing, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, that all cancers, all infirmities, Father, every cell, Father God, every joint, Father God, every mind, emotion, spirit, Father God, just align it up to your word, Father God. And just put a shield against all the fiery darts of the enemy that would try to come to weaken your people, Father God, your Christians, Father God, it just wants to come in and just overtake and just overpower your God by trying to weaken the body, the mind, and the soul, Father. But it will not happen. We are strong. We are not shameful. We will be strong in his name, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We will defeat the enemy. He is underneath our feet, and we will live as captives, being free in the health, in the body, in the mind, in the soul, Father God. I would like for you, Father God, to go to hospitals. I would like for you to go to psych wards, Father God, to heal the children, heal the homeless, anyone, Father, who is in need of healing in the mind, body, and soul. Just take and align it up in your name of Jesus Christ, and they shall be healed. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Amen. Joshua? Is it Joshua who goes next?
It is, yes, Pastor Joshua.
Yes. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in Jesus' name we come. Lord God, regarding friends and family. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, for families, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father God, in the last few years, 43 million people have been added to the welfare rolls. And many times, in order to get their assistance, the man has to be removed from the family. And Father, Lord God, your word is in Isaiah 63:18. Your holy people possess your sanctuary for a little while. Our adversaries, our enemies have trampled down your sanctuary. And Father, Lord God, we come to you regarding the mystery, which is Christ and his church, because that is what marriage is, Lord. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we stand, Lord God, in Jesus' name, and we ask for restoration. We repent, Lord God, for the iniquity that and the transgression and the sin, Lord God, that have been done in this nation. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to put asunder that which you have put together, Lord, that which you have joined together, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Brother, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that the conviction and repentance, Father God, fall on the men and women, Lord God, that have been split apart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. in order, Lord, they might get assistance. But rather, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that they will repent, Lord God, and they will rejoin their family unit, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, Lord God, in Jesus' name, we prophesy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that marriages are being joined back together all over this nation. The marriages are being restored, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The broken hearts are being healed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, we pray for our friends and our families. Father, Lord God, that the bonds of their marriages be strengthened, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That the unsaved in marriages, Lord of God, that they will be saved. Father God, in Jesus' name, that they will repent and come to the Lord, be converted with one voice, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That the soul of the Father and the soul of the Son, Father God, which belong to you, will cry out unto you. Father, Lord God, that the hearts of the Father and the hearts of the Son, of the children, Father God, will be joined to each other by the Spirit of Elijah, which will release over this nation now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, because by your mighty hand, Father God, you are restoring marriages in the name of Jesus. And you are pushing back the lines of the enemy in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Josh. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for the friends and family that we have, Lord. Lord, according to Psalms 16:11, you will show us the way of life, Lord. Lord, may you help our family members and friends, show them the way, Lord. Lord, show them what is to hear your voice, Lord. Lord, may they just have that pull that you can only have, Lord, on us, Lord. You are our creator. Lord, you are our Father, and we know that we are your daughters and sons, Lord. Lord, may the Holy Spirit prompt us when a friend or family member needs uplifting or a special word, Lord. Lord, may our light shine brightly. May we come into agreement tonight to intercede for our family members, Lord. We rebuke the plans of the enemy. We decree wholeness, realignment, and hearing of your voice, Lord. Lord, may they hear you just loud and clear, Lord. Lord, may you just speak to their hearts, Lord. Lord, and thank you for aligning them with us, Lord, with each and every single one of us that are on this line right now, Lord. Lord, may our family members just hear, just even from us, if it's only one word, may they just hear just straight from you, Lord. May you increase and we decrease, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Audrey, for the DPN network.
Yes. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for God-sized dreams. Heavenly Father, you said in Matthew 18:19 that in Matthew 6:33, you said in Matthew 6:33, you said that we should seek first of all your kingdom and all righteous and your righteousness, and that all other things will be added unto us. And Heavenly Father, we just lift up the DPN ministry tonight and this morning, Lord. We thank you for your God-sized dream, vision that you have given Martiel. We pray for Martiel Swango, Lord, and we pray for each person who is connected to the DPN ministry, Heavenly Father. We just bless your holy name, and we thank you for this beautiful ministry that you have given to us so that we can just gather together. And you've brought each and every one of us to this ministry, Lord. We thank you for choosing us to come here and to be a part of this ministry, to be able to thank you for the teachable spirit you've given to us. And thank you that we are learning so much concerning this ministry. We also pray for everything that this ministry needs, the finances, Lord, the housing, Lord, instruments, equipment, cars, everything, people, Lord, everything that this ministry needs to move ahead. And we just bless your holy name. We give you the glory, Lord, and we thank you for all already answering our prayers, our petition concerning this request. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you for your word. In Ephesians 4, verse 16, from you, the whole body, we decree this prayer, for from you, the whole body of the DPN team, Lord God, is fitted and held together by every supporting ligament. And as each individual part does its work, the body grows and builds itself up in love. And so we decree that each one of us is going to be fully fitted together, build up together, doing our parts, and being built up together in love. And we thank you that perfect love casts out all fear. And we thank you, Lord God. Father, in you we live, move, and have our being. As we exercise our authority in you, as we walk in you, and as we do and grow in you, Father, thank you. Thank you for this powerful team. Thank you for the powerful intercessors. Thank you for the powerful warriors that you've brought together and put together on this network, Lord God. Father, just make us and just continue in love. And Father, thank you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Desiree. Okay, now we are going to go into a time of offering. It is now our moment to give, and I know Pastor Josh is on to be able to do the offering.
Yes. Good evening. The offerings are free that we receive on this line. Are free will offerings, and if there are tithes also, because if this is where you receive the word, if you don't have a local church and it's where you receive the word, then your material things such as your tithes can come here into this ministry. And offerings are free will, as we said. You can go to dynamicprayer.net and click on give and click on one of the options that it pertains to you, so that you can give that offering. And we really thank you for standing with us in this ministry and putting your money where your mouth is, and your treasure where your heart is, having joined your heart with us, you know, to fight and seek the kingdom in the name of Jesus. So these offerings and tithes help this ministry in order, because we have to reach every goal that the Lord has set before us. And so we thank God for all the partners that are that have partnered with us to give. And so thank you very much for what you do in the name of Jesus for helping this ministry. We declare in the name of Jesus that every need is met, that our God meets the need of this ministry in Apostle Matthew Swanko according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we prophesy that blessed is your basket and your store in the name of Jesus. We declare in Jesus' name that you shall not lack revelation, but you shall be abounding in the Lord. The Lord will give you seed to sow and bread to eat. In the name of Jesus, he will multiply your seed sown, and he will increase the fruit of your righteousness. He will cause your righteousness to bear you much fruit, so that all the things that you desire of the Lord will be added unto you, and you shall be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. We prophesy this over your life as God has empowered you to give. You are empowered tonight to prosper. As you give tonight, we prophesy that from tonight you will go forth and you will prosper. We prophesy new opportunities in the name of Jesus. New blessings come upon your life in the name of Jesus. Let us receive the offering with a cheerful heart, knowing that the Lord is about to do some great things for us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Josh. Okay, so we have two new student ministers, Kimberly and Audrey. Welcome. Thank you for joining us as a student. Now we're going to go do announcements, and then we'll break for the training session. So we have Gina as my co-captain, and she will do announcements.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Just wanted to share a couple of things. We want to invite everyone to join us tomorrow for communion. Tomorrow's Friday, communion. And we're going to have a special teaching tomorrow by Pastor Joshua. So make sure you come ready to receive from the Lord. And it's going to be a special time. And also we wanted to encourage everyone to join us in fasting on Monday. And it's a powerful time to fast. You can fast the whole day. You can fast a meal, whatever you can do. It's significant, and it definitely will help standing in agreement with all the prayers for Monday. And I want to invite you guys to join us on Monday as well. And those are our announcements. Amen. I'm not sure if Desiree wants to add anything.
Just one question, please. This is Audrey. You know, yesterday I think the host was saying something about going to a website to fast forward or something like that for something concerning I really didn't get that yesterday, and I should have asked, but I thought I could speak to Emily and she would have explained it, but she told me to get back to the person who spoke about it.
Was okay, it the five, the fasting points?
No, it wasn't about the fasting point. It was about some kind of a teaching program or something that, I don't know, it's on the net. And she said if you wanted to join, you could join by fast-forwarding or going on the web or something like that. And I missed it.
Audrey, can we talk about that? Can you call me? I can call you tomorrow. Okay. And then we can get to the bottom of that. Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, that is all for tonight for the prayer session. We are going to go into our training session, and those are for our ministers and students that we currently have. And Kathleen, you're new with us? Kathleen?
Yes, she's speaking. Kathleen, you don't have a, can you speak?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay,
is this your first time with us?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, well then welcome. I thought that you were another Kathleen that we have.
Oh, no.
That's why we didn't recognize your number. Well, we just wanted to say thank you for coming. We do Monday through Fridays. We have intercession from 8 to 9. That's when prayer requests are prayed over. Also, subjects that we do. We just intercede for anything else that we feel like the Holy Spirit wants us to intercede at the moment. And then from 9 to 9:30, we normally have Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're doing some classes that are for prayer and intercession. And it's four classes of prayer, and those are for $15. The first class is always free, and then the same goes for the intercession classes. So it's four classes, and the first one is free, so it's $15 for the total classes. And you can register for that on our online webpage. Do you want to write down I'm guessing you registered already for for prayer, so it's the same website.
Okay.
Also, we pray after 9:30, we do the five areas of focus. And as you heard, those are the five areas of focus, and we just pray with our scriptures, and we always refer to God's word. And we just pray what the Holy Spirit wants us to pray in reference to that area.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
No, you're welcome, and we're so happy to have you. Where are you from?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Well, welcome so much, okay?
Thank you.
Tomorrow, as you heard, we're going to have communion.
Okay.
So you can join us. But okay. this is it for tonight. The next session that we're having from 10 to 10:30 is for students and partners, and you can always call the office for more information in reference to that. And that's where we minister to each other. That's where we learn how to do our spiritual gifts and how to just be able to hear God's word.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
No, you're welcome. Well, good everyone, night. Good night. Thank you for coming. Anyone that's a student or a partner, please stay on. If you have your appointment or you're set for tonight.
Amen.
Okay, is everyone else? Okay, perfect. So we're all in here?
Amen.
Kimberly left?
I guess she did.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. Okay, well, we have... Okay, so you might want to write these names down so we know... when the Holy Spirit directs us to reach out to someone in reference to a word, we can give specifically that word to that person. So it's going to be Audrey. Then we have Desiree. We have Arandita. Then we have Gina. Then we have Karen. Pastor Josh, and Zachi, which is me. Okay, so it's Audrey, Desiree, Aaron, Gina, Karen, Josh, and myself, Zachi. Okay, so let me open with prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this session of training, Lord, for you to be able to speak through us, Lord, for us to be able to lift others with your word, Lord, with anything that you have to say to us, any knowledge, any wisdom, Lord, any prophecies that you have for each and every one of them, Lord. So, Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for my sisters and brothers. So we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, can we first pray for Audrey tonight and start with her? We're seven tonight, so we're not going to be able to reach everyone, but whatever the Lord says. So, but let's start with Audrey. Anyone want to pray for Audrey first?
Yes, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Sister Audrey, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Now we bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you have, the Lord Jesus has said, now he who will be great, let him be the servant of all. Now, Heavenly Father, we prophesy, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, that she shall be great, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because she is a servant of all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Here of Okoshia, we prophesy greatness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Because she accumulation of wealth in the name of Jesus.
Father God, into our hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for opening visions for her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, giving her new dreams, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in showing her, Lord God, in Jesus' name, what to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Beautiful for she. New vistas, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Father God, because you are not only strengthening her, you are establishing her in new ways, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that what was non-existent for her before, Father God, she's now established in it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Blessings that seemed non-existent before, Father God, we prophesy that now, Lord God, she is established in those blessings, Lord God, and favor in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, the word that I heard was she sees God. And the scripture that came to me that God gave me was, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that she has no admixture, Lord God, in her heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she's wholly consecrated unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. She loves you and she loves your people, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father God, she has crossed from death unto life because she loves the brethren, Father God, and she serves them, Lord God, as if they were her own. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because of this, Lord God, in Jesus' name, you shall raise her up greatly. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And you shall bless her with success in the name of Jesus. And you shall shower her with favor in the name of Jesus. Father God, her hand, you shall cause her hand to find good to do in the name of Jesus. And we bless you. And we decree that it is now. That the time is now, in Jesus' name. Amen. For us to find favor in your hands, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joshua.
Andre, this is Erin.
Yes.
And I heard the word shift. And I got Psalms 139 for you.
Psalm what?
139.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Audrey, this is Sachi.
Yeah?
I have a word for you. Better, mm-hmm. I know that you have been praying for a specific situation, and I say that my will be done, 1 Chronicles 19:13. I know that you have been praying for a specific situation. Just be patient, and it'll be done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You. Audrey, this is Desiree, and I heard the name Philip. I heard the name Philip twice. And then I saw what became like a shield on your left hand, and you were holding a shield. It was a shield to protect your whole body part. And then I saw in your hand, the right hand, you had a double-edged sword. And I saw, and I heard, this is the season for training and to practice. And I saw that you became very skilled at using your left hand with the shield and your right hand with that sword. Amen. So it's like you're warring, but you're also practicing, and you're becoming very mighty in power. This is your season. Amen.
Amen. Could I ask you what this Philip is like, or what is it?
I only heard the name. I didn't get what it meant. I just heard Philip. At first, when I heard the Philip, this is what I got sense was. With the when Philip got on the chariot with the Ethiopian eunuch in the book of Acts, Philip was a man of God filled with the Holy Spirit. So when I heard Philip twice, I said, well, let me just be obedient and just say the name that I heard, Philip. But what I was getting and the sense was the way he was filled with power and the Holy Spirit, and he just moved by the Spirit, and he was very, he was like the wind. When the Lord said something, he just moved into it, and he just jumped on the chariot. If you turn to the book of Acts and just look up the name Philip and see how he did it, great exploits and how he moved.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Amen. Go ahead. Okay. All right. Sister Audrey, the word that I heard the word grace for you. You are being strengthened in this time because of grace. So that the things that were impossible for you before, because they were just out of your ability, now God is making them. God is making you strengthened, so that they are now possible for you. Not by might, not by power, but by God's Spirit. And so, because of this, God has given you grace in order to be able to accomplish much. In the name of Jesus, and the grace of God was great on Philip, as Sister Desiree explained. Now, all God had shown me before was regarding grace in the last several months. He used the analogy when I said, well, your Holy Spirit wants to, tell me what's grace. And he said, grease, like oil. When you have, if you're familiar with an hydraulic jack, we used to have a van in Nigeria, and, have this hydraulic jack look like a little bottle. And you put it under that van, and you just jacked it up with that, and it came right up. It was a very easy jack to work with. Well, you can try picking that van up by yourself, and it is impossible. Or you can simply put in that jack that has the oil in it. That oil is the grace. That oil, that outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon you, is that grace that will cause you to be able to accomplish much, so that those who know you will see what God has done, and they will be astonished because they didn't believe it could be you. But God says it is you, and he is doing it in you and causing you to accomplish all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Joshua. Hello?
Hi, Audrey. This is Gina.
Yeah, Gina?
Hi, my sister. So the
Hello,
Lord kept showing me, well, I heard the nations. The Lord says, I will use you with the nations. And then I saw you, that you were surrounded by children all around you, and they were just pulling at you. And the Lord says, I will entrust you with the future generation. I want to pray for you. Dear Lord, I thank you, Lord, for my sister Audrey. I thank you, Lord, that you are preparing her and equipping her, Lord, for the future generation, Lord, that you're entrusting her with, Lord. I thank you for the children, Lord, that represent disciples, Father, and people that she would be instrumental in helping to grow in the kingdom, Father God. I thank you for the nations, Lord, that you have prepared for her, that you will use her, Lord, in a mighty way, Father God. Lord, strengthen her, Lord, as she steps out in faith to follow the calling, Lord, that is on her life. We bless her tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Can I say something, please?
Sure.
You know, I'm actually crying because I had a dream some
some years ago, and this dream, it was actually last year. This dream was, well, I'll just, you know, explain just the end of this dream, because it's not that it's long, but I don't want to break the spirit, the flow of the spirit. And there was an old woman who came to me. She was a black woman in the dream, at the end of my dream. And she had four children, two boys and two girls. And they were around the ages of 13 and 14. But they were all like the same height, like, you know, like quadruplets. You know, they were born of the same mother at the same time. Because they all were the same size, and it was just two boys and two girls, and they were dressed the same. You know, the boys were dressed the same, the girls were dressed the same. And she brought these children to me, and I looked at the children, but something was wrong with these children. They were like, their faces were deformed. They weren't like normal children. And she brought them to me, and, you know, it was in a garage in the back of my father's home years ago where I grew up. And she brought these children to me and said to me, you know, take these, I want to give these children to you, take them. And I looked at the children, and I didn't hesitate. I just took them. I said to her, okay, I take the children. And afterwards, she left. And then I turned around and I said, but God, you give me four children, but you didn't give me any money to take care of them. How do you want me to feed these children? How do you want me to take care of these four children, Lord? And then there was an older man who was suddenly there, and he just had a whole lot of money in his hands. This old man just gave me the money. He didn't speak to me, but he, as soon as I asked the Lord this question about money to feed the children and take care of them, this old man suddenly appeared, and he had paper money in his hands, and he gave the money to me, and I took the money. And then I woke up. You know, when you, my brothers and sisters, started to say what, you know, to just explain to me what the Holy Spirit put on your heart, you know, it just, the tears just started flowing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Audrey, the Lord definitely is, you're on the right path. And the Lord is showing you that He's preparing you for the nation. You know, He loves you and He trusts you, right? So as He continues to grow you, in you know, walking in the destiny that He has for you, and the children, again, He showed me the children, but He saw that trust in you and trusting you with the future generation. So we just bless you tonight. And may the Lord, may His will be done in your life as it is in heaven. And we just bless you tonight, because it's exciting what the Lord is showing you, and all the things, the beautiful things, and His promises will come true in your life. We love you. We bless you.
I love you too, and I bless all of you. I love each of you.
Amen.
Amen.
What a beautiful testimony.
No, praise the Lord. Sister Audrey, I see, like my sister said, that you know, you go to the nations. I see you not just go, but you will run. You will run to those nations in Jesus' name. So we prophesy that over you in the name of Jesus. We prophesy acceleration over you and divine favor in the name of Jesus. And we thrust you into the center of your mission in the name of Jesus, with all provision in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 Aaron, this is Sachin. I have word for you. What I saw was what God was showing me, just how beautiful of a flower you are, But then I got the scripture of, he gave me scripture Luke 12, 27 through 28. And it says, look at the lilies and how they grow. If God cares so wonderfully for flowers, he will certainly care for you.
Amen. Thank you, sister.
Amen.
This is also Desiree for Aaron. Aaron, I saw the word prosperous over you. Prosperous, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-O-U-S, prosperous. And the prosperity had to do with your health and also with money. And then I got the scriptures, Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And then I saw a little bit later, I saw what appeared as a the tail of a peacock. And then I saw it just like displayed. And then I heard that the Lord wants to put you on display. He wants to show you off. And I saw like you became like his workmanship created, and he is going to display, he's just going to display his splendor in you and just display. So don't, I know you're one that's very, just very nonchalant in your things, but you're going to be put to the front. So no longer to the back, but I see him putting you to the front. Amen.
Thank you, Desiree. Amen.
Hi, Aaron. This is Gina.
Hi. Hi, Gina.
Hi. So the Lord showed me like a roulette table, like a roulette, like, and then he showed me it's not luck. He says it's not luck, even though people will think it's luck, what is happening to you. It is not luck. What I will do will be to show my power and my glory in your life, says the Lord. And it's going to be an opportunity for you to testify of God's goodness and his grace and provision in your life. But the world will think that you're just lucky. So he kept showing like that the world will identify it as luck, but that it's the Lord, and you need to give the Lord the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah, let me pray for you. Dear Lord, bless, Lord, my sister Erin, Father, and thank you, Father, for showing us, Lord, that you are going to glorify yourself in my sister's life, Father God. Lord, let this miracle, Lord, be an opportunity, Lord, for her voice, Lord, to be spread, to show and to speak, Lord, of the miracles and wonders, of the things, the glorious things only you can do in her life, Father God, and in the life of your children, Father God. Use her voice as a microphone, as a speakerphone, Lord, just blasting and speaking of your goodness, Lord, and of your favor, Lord, over her life. I bless my sister Erin tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Give you the amen. Glory, Lord. Thank you, amen. Sister. Amen. This is Erin. And then I got depth for your word. And then he showed me Romans 8:37-39. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in the creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, Father God, I just pray for my sister Desiree. Father God, I pray, Father God, that your love is so close to her, Father God, that the depth, Father God, that she's acquiring in your word, Father God, that will be profound, Father God, that will take root, Father God, deeper roots in her heart, Father God, for she have greater understanding and wisdom, Father God, so she'll be the teacher, Father God, that you allow her to be, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, amen.
Amen.
Sister Helen, this is Joshua. It's funny you pray that for Sister Desiree, because the word that I had for you just was just one word, love. And I felt God just, pouring out an abundance of His love, and favor upon you. And the song that came to me was a song my father used to sing. He brought me to His banqueting table, His banner over me, His love. He brought me to His banqueting table, His banner over me, His love. He brought me to His banqueting table, His banner over me, His love. His banner over me is love. And it, as I sing, I just saw God just unfold this huge, massive banner of His love over you publicly. It's like somebody meeting somebody at the airport and they hold up these signs, and then somebody comes in with a big banner and says, Aaron! So I see God doing that. The humongous banner, Aaron! So praise God for His love over you in Jesus' name. Amen.
What is the name of the song?
I don't know what they call it, but His banner over me is love, something like that.
Banner of His love?
Yeah, He brought me to His banqueting table. His banner over me is love. I'll let you know if I find it. I'm going to look it up.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Joshua.
Yeah, you're welcome. God bless you.
This is Gina, and this word is for Sachi. Hi, sister.
Hi.
The Lord showed me a pen. And the Lord says, there will be an increase of words and thoughts that you will need to release in this season. You have suppressed it long enough, says the Lord. Write out everything that I tell you. So, Lord, I just lift up my sister Sachi, Father. Lord, as you are getting ready to release, Lord, your words, Lord, your thoughts, your heart, Lord, and the revelation that you're giving her, Lord God, I ask you, Lord, that you strengthen her, Lord. You give her just discernment, Lord, and time management, Father, so that she can release and take that time to write out everything that you have, Lord, for her to release, Lord God. And Lord, just bless her, Lord. Organize her thoughts, Lord, and help her, Lord, to grow in you as she writes your heart, Lord. In Jesus' name we bless her. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have two words. One for Joshua, Pastor Joshua. I heard actually right after you finished sharing just now your word, I heard, I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I be back again. I don't know if you know that, but I saw you like leaving on this jet plane. Taking off. I don't know if you were going on this destination, but like what I was sensing was like there's like travel coming on, like prepare yourself to travel. That's what I got. And then the next word was for Sachi. Sachi, I saw you like a beautiful princess. I saw the Esther anointing on you. You had, it looked like, you were dressed almost like Snow White, but it was really what, it was the mantle. I saw the cape behind, and it was really more about what you were carrying and the mantle. I know you're a prophet. I know you're operating in that office, but there's an Esther anointing also too, and it's almost like the prince. It's almost like you would say the princesa factor. I don't know. It's like this princesa factor, you know. And so I saw it, but it was more like a mantle, and it is a mantle to get in front, not to get your way, but it was more the favor of your father. It's the favor to go before him, the favor in your authority. And so just like how Esther touched the scepter of the king and she was able to be granted access to the king, that was what your mantle was representing. Amen. So it wasn't like I'm a princess and I could do whatever I want. It was your authority in who you are and in your identity to touch the king's hand and operate. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Joshua, this is Aaron. And I saw the word knowledge for you. And I have the Proverbs 15:18. The heart of the discerning acquires knowledge. The ears of the wise seek it out. A gift opens the way for the giver and ushers him into the presence of the great. The first person his case seems right, so another comes forward and questions him, testing the lot, settles disputes, and keeps strong opponents apart. So, Father God, I just pray for Pastor Joshua, Father God, for his knowledge, Father God, for his wife's ears, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would keep letting him acquire all this knowledge and wisdom, Father God, of the mighty Lord, Father God, that he keeps excelling, Father God, in your kingdom for your work. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, amen.
Amen. What is that scripture?
Proverbs 15:18.
Gina, this is Desiree. I saw you dressed like a jockey. You were in the, you were running a race. I saw the clothes, the horse, the whip, and you're on the horse, and you were running your course. Amen. And it was a winning course. You were running it. You're just steadfast doing what the Lord's telling you. You're on the winner, the winner's circle. Amen.
Amen. I receive it. Thank you, Father.
It's the winner. Those are the words. The winner's circle. Amen.
Amen.
And you were wearing the jockey silk. It's like those guys that I think they're from South America. It's like them, but you look like one of them as you were on your horse. Running, amen. And I do love race horses. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. But it was a very beautiful picture. Amen.
Amen. Hopefully, thinner in the picture.
You know, they have to have a lot of grace to be able to be jockeys.
Amen.
You know,
this is Aaron.
Sister Aaron, I couldn't find the scripture.
You couldn't find the scripture? It's Proverbs 15:18.
Oh, Proverbs 18.
Yes, Proverbs 18:15-18. Yeah.
Okay, I got it now.
Okay.
I was looking in somewhere totally different.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. You know, this is very. And I got the word joy for you.
Who was this for?
Gina. And I got the word joy for you. And I got Isaiah 9:3. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice as a harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. So, Father God, I thank you for my sister Gina, Father God, that you give her the joy, Father God, and you have enlarged the nation, Father God, thanks to her joy, Father God, through your presence in her life, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, that she increases the joy in this network and wherever she goes. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my sister. You're welcome.
This concludes our meeting tonight. Thank you for coming. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for the fellowship and the great words. Audrey, I know that Desiree is going to answer some questions that you had.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else, thank you for coming. Have a wonderful night. And Gina, would you like to pray and close it?
Yes, of course. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you, Father, because your love reigns, Lord, here on this network, Lord. Thank you because your love expands the network, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you're calling and you're equipping new leaders, Father, new partners and new students, Father. Lord, we thank you for the growth in our network, Lord, in our growth and our relationship with you, Father. And, Lord, we just love you so much, Lord. Bless us tonight, Lord, as we rest, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, everyone, have a wonderful night. Remember, tomorrow's communion. Josh is going to be teaching. And I'll see you around.
Can communion be bread or some, you know, like bread also?
Yes, it can be bread or crackers.
Oh, okay. And should I stay on for Desiree or should I call her tomorrow or what?
She's going to stay on now and she'll answer your questions. Let me finish the recording.
Okay, thank you so much.